Welcome to the Mitch Hanks Show, originating four blocks from Wisconsin's capital. Mitch is the radio voice of uncommon sense. All sides of an argument are welcome here. Just be prepared to make one, as Mitch argues for truth, not victory. Politics, lifestyle, pop culture are all on the table. So get ready to participate on the Mitch Hanks Show.
And we're here this morning after a disturbing incident as I try to retrieve my trash bins. You know, the recycle and the trash bin the city provides you. My apartment building, I go out. And the rain had washed off the numbers on the bins. So I couldn't see my bin this morning, the number. Now, a couple of the other bins had numbers, so I just kind of, well, that must be mine, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know exactly if this court of law. I mean, I could have brought them down behind my building, and then somebody could say, "Hey, you got my bin!" You know, I don't know. I mean, so the bins that were still up there were, in fact, numbered. But I've had my bins taken before by other neighbors, and, you know, I've had to call in and say, "Well, my bin's gone." You know, it's like, "Lieutenant Columbo, come on in." I don't know. Why? I mean, some people go through life, and there's not a problem. They have wives, and they come home at a certain time. They have nice dinner, and they talk. And I'm sitting there with no wife, worrying about the bins. There's too much work.
The real problems.
Yeah. It's the third quarter, Mike. I'm 55. You're only 33. Yeah. For you, it's it's late first quarter. But me, it's late third quarter, maybe early fourth is what's going on there. Now we have the chief police, and we've talked about the chief. I've gone on 2 minutes with Mitch. I've talked about the chief, how the city council should pay his legal fees for his verbal confrontation with Tony Robbins' grandmother, and otherwise no chief would ever come here. Nobody would want this job, yada, yada. Well, the chief sounded the alarm yesterday in Madison. He went news conference and said, look, we have some serious big city gun problems. There were 8 gun-related incidents reported in the city over a span of 4-plus hours, Monday night and early Tuesday, usually one of the slowest nights of the week for calls, writes Rob Schultz of the Madison.com. Koval was hoping that community activists, city leaders who set public policy, and those who are in denial will finally agree that something truly is amiss in Madison and have to come to Jesus moment. We are, quote, we are no longer immune to what we see taking place on a national scale, the chief says. The uptick in gun violence is very real, Koval said. 5 of the incidents involved calls of shots fired, 2 on the southwest side and 1 each on the north, south, and far west sides. While 2 incidents were armed robberies on the west side and 1 involved a BB gun on the southwest side. A BB gun, oh boy. Remember that song? Well, BB guns, God didn't make little green apples.
Oh, that one, no.
No, you're too young. And if you weren't too young, you still wouldn't know that song. Anyway, so 8 gun-related incidents in 4 hours. I mean, and the chief is saying, hey, people are in denial. He wants more staff, more cops, more social support programs, the whole 9 yards.
I believe the denial part. Being from Illinois, you got to do the whole FOID program to own a gun. You got to shoot to qualify to conceal carry. You know, a lot of hunters are going to be upset with me in this state.
You do, too, here. I have to go through training. I think. Well, they want to get rid of it, of course.
For carry?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. But to own it, just to own it, you can just go to the store and do it. I mean, I'm sure there's some amount of background check with any firearm.
Purchase, yeah. But police investigators don't believe any of Monday night's incidents were connected, but they weren't ruling anything out. Well, that'd be even worse if they weren't connected, right? We had 8 different shootings. I mean, wouldn't you want that to be kind of connected? Otherwise, it's, you know, free fall time. Every person for himself or herself.
Sounds planned.
Really? Yeah. It's just, okay, we're going to do this 5 days after 4/20. It's a belated marijuana statement. No, I don't. They say they think unrelated. Oh, boy. How about this? Armed robbery victims included a 27-year-old man who was hospitalized Edwards pistol-whipped multiple times as he entered his apartment on Island Drive around 10:45. And a 22-year-old man was robbed at gunpoint by two masked men as he cleaned the Oakcrest Tavern on Old Middleton Road around 1 a.m. Oh, boy. Koval told reporters he has been nicknamed Chief Chicken Little and the sky is falling for his many declarations that gun violence is growing out of control and that preventative measures are needed. What's different this time is that Koval believes the latest spate of gun violence is a harbinger of even bigger problems. Well, what do you, I mean, people know where they live. They know if they feel safe. I know that there was a rash back in the, early 2000s on the southwest side of Madison. Crime was picking up. Gang activities were picking up. And you had this confrontation between families, largely white, who had lived there for 20, 30 years in that neighborhood. Suddenly gang problems and are creeping in and expanding. And so I went to a public hearing in 2007, and Mayor Cheslevich was there. At St. Maria Goretti, it was like a cafeteria room or whatever it was, like 700 people. There were 700 people from the neighborhood screaming about, I was in my yard, and the cops came through with machine guns, whatever the stories were, and chasing these gang members,
Some raid or
I was
something.
Out in my yard planting my flowers, because I love how that happens, because the neighbors go to the cops who are coming in with their flak jackets and guns drawn. What's going on? I mean, we don't have time to talk. I mean, that was my neighborhood one time. The cops were there. It was like a SWAT team type thing, guns. And these women are going, what's going on?
Get back inside.
Yeah, just don't talk. We'll talk later. They're coming. I want to have a conversation. Yeah. Well, there was some restraining order at the time, and against some guy, some estranged boyfriend or husband, and he'd broken the restraining order, and she called the cops, and they came pouring out. This guy had a record, violent record. Steve, hello, 210-1667, is the chief talking straight here? Is he Chicken Little? What did he say? People call him Chicken Little?
Well, Mitch, I think we need to encourage the Madison City Council to do another study on the police department, because obviously the police department is somehow causing these crimes.
Yeah, right.
Well, I mean, that's all they want to do, though, isn't it? They probably will do another study on the police department. It seems like they want to address anything but a problem.
Yes. Well, let's see. Through Monday, there were 48 incidents where shots were fired in the city compared to 33 at this time last year. Let's see here. The only reason we don't have a bigger spike in homicides, from my perspective, is people shooting from moving vehicles and moving vehicles using poor marksmanship skills and faulty ammo. We are on borrowed time. We should have more homicides based on sheer shots fired, Koval said.
Well, Mitch, when you take a kid that is stealing a weapon away from a police officer in Ferguson, and he gets killed, and there's a national uproar because we didn't let that kid take the gun and shoot the cop, maybe that's what was going to happen, right? We got a real problem on our hands, and one of your really uninformed callers has posted it's all a GOP issue.
I think
Obama was president the last 8 years, and I think that under him, there was complete tolerance for looting in the streets when a police officer takes down a person that's attacking a cop.
Well, several witnesses did say that Michael Brown was charging the cop, and there was speculation he was trying to wrestle the gun away.
Jury testimony by blacks, even.
But I thought he was also shot back in the street charging the car. So, that would indicate that he got all the way to the car and had his hands inside the car grabbing for the gun. Is that your understanding?
Well, we do know that hands up, don't shoot was a...
No, that's true, but I'm a little confused,
right?
About where he was shot. He was either shot in the street, charging, or he was shot...
Mitch, you know what? A grand jury decided the cop was innocent, so I don't really even care.
Oh, you don't care about the...
Neither you, nor I, nor any of your liberal callers are qualified, because we didn't hear all the evidence and see all
the testimony. Well, they did say he was charging the cop, and that was consistent with the...
Well, and here in Madison, right? Our cop was being charged. He was
Tony Robinson was 6'4", 220. I don't think the cop pulled him down the stairs. He was at the bottom of the stairs when he was killed.
Well, you've got some stupid idiots that would believe that he did, though. I mean, it's just ridiculous. We need to get tough on crime. We're Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter. We need to basically say, you know, when you break a law, there are consequences. I don't know if you're going to get to it today or not, but I saw a federal judge struck down the Trump administration want to withhold federal dollars Sanctuary City.
Ninth Circuit.
So can I withhold my taxes if I'm upset with the government and not be penalized? What laws in
you
this
can,
country do we have to
you
follow?
You give it a shot, Steve. You see what you can do. But
yeah, Mitch, I want to ask you, do you know? Because I don't know which laws are okay to follow and which laws are okay to flip the bird off at.
I would say that if it's a law that Trump wants to impose on illegal immigrants, then it'll be struck down by the Ninth Circuit. That's the way it works.
Yeah,
it's called politics, Steve.
But there's other laws, too, right?
Well, President Obama had some stuff struck down by a guy in Texas. I mean, it only takes one federal judge. That's what you do. You shop for the right judge. That's how it works out.
Exactly. Because, and honestly, Obama even said he wasn't going to prosecute some laws. But I that's a moving target. I would like to know what laws are enforceable and what laws aren't.
We still have laws against adultery on the books, Steve.
Well, then take them off the books, Mitch. My point is that a law should be not optional. A law should be enforced. And if it's a bad law, take it off the books.
Noted.
Is that an unreasonable position?
Duly noted, Steve. I appreciate that. We have a break. We'll come back with more. Steve is in favor, as I am too, I guess, of taking those adultery laws, only because John Norquist, the former mayor of Milwaukee, committed adultery with his staffer, Marilyn Figueroa, and fundamentalist groups said, hey, he should be arrested for adultery. It's still in the books. Nothing happened, of course. And then he had another baby with his wife. Go figure that out. More on the crime in Madison. Is the chief Chicken Little, or is he right on the money? Mitch Hanks Show on MadisonTalks.com.
Mitch Hank for Atterbury, Cameron, Hague.
I'm proud to be sitting next to senior partner and a man who's been voted Wisconsin's super lawyer multiple times, Eric Hague. What do you say to people who feel guilty about hiring a lawyer when they're injured or harmed by a company?
Well, there's a stigma that's been developed over the years where people are made to feel guilty about bringing a claim because of injuries. I have yet to meet a person or take on a client who woke up in the morning and said, geez, I'm going to go out and I hope I get in an accident today so I can make some money. People come in because they genuinely need help, and they're overmatched against a large insurance company. So we try to get them fair compensation and understand that it's probably a time that's very traumatic for them. They need someone on their side to guide them through the process that they're unfamiliar with.
So when you need a lawyer, do what I did. Call Atterbury, Cameron, Hague and reach them at yourwisconsininjurylawyers.com. That's yourwisconsininjurylawyers.com.
Talk radio will never be the same. The uncommon sense of Mitch Hank has been unleashed worldwide. This is the all-new Mitch Hank Show. At Troy Research, we understand that success is determined by your customers. To realize the greatest success possible, you need to understand what they want and why. Your customers have opinions to share with you. As researchers, our assignment is to gather those opinions, illuminate the issues, and shed the light of understanding on decision-making. Where can good research take your business? Call or email to talk about it. Troy Research at 608-271-8884 or email jlittle@troyresearch.com.
The great Joe DiMaggio still holds the Major League record for the longest hitting streak at 56 games. Bucks Takeout Pizza has a 56-year winning streak for the best thin crust pizza in the city. Bucks Pizza has a unique taste like no other. Handmade pizzas with homemade sauce and homemade sausage. Two Madison locations on University Avenue and Cottage Grove Road. Just go to BucksPizzaMadison.com, BucksPizzaMadison.com.
Welcome back to the Mitch Hanks Show. Mitch seeks the truth by inviting all sides of the issue. Thanks for listening to The Mitch Hanks Show.
All right, Chief Koval, sounding the alarm, saying we need more cops, we need more support, we need help. We need the cavalry. Eight shooting incidents in 4 hours, late Monday, early Tuesday. How about that? And apparently all unrelated. Nobody hurt because they're all in cars, and it's not marksmanship. But what to do about it? 210-1667. Hello, Dave from Monona.
Hey, buddy. You're not, it's a couple of issues here. It's not a more cops issue or nor support. The problem is, it's two things. One, Madison being a sanctuary city, you know, what we call it catch and release. Also, the biggest problem here is the sheriff has presented it to us for years. We got a prison system and a jail that's outdated from 1910. The problem is, you know, when we arrest almost all these individuals, they're out back in the streets, you know, one day later, 2 days later, and we got all these little programs now. We got the black community up in arms, black leaders like Clean Care saying we got too many police, and you throw it all together, you know, there's no penalty for all these crimes. And you got the chief here is trying to do a damn good job. And, well, look at all the things that are in his face. I mean, the sanctuary cities and people like Clean Clear and black leaders telling you got too many police to begin with. That's the problem in this damn town. We don't make people accountable. Guess what? Get a jail. Yeah, I asked a guy one time. Maybe you could answer this question. Would you rather pay 0.1% higher in taxes for a new jail, new prison, and the fact that somebody said, well, I don't want to pay any more taxes. I mean, they'd rather spend more money on putting people back out in the streets than keeping them in jail where they belong. I don't know. It's frustrating because I don't know if it's ever going to get better, bud.
Well, Clean Care, I don't remember hearing him say we have too many cops.
Clean Care is one of the biggest. Just listen to him talk. And I mean, he's a hell of a nice guy and does a lot of things for the community. But he promotes the black. You know,
promotes what?
Mitch, listen to a lot of his videos. He's talking about a black man in the streets. You're afraid to walk the streets.
That's all true, of course. But
exactly. But he promotes that at the same time promoting. You know,
yeah, you haven't been stopped as many times as he has. Of course, you're not stopping because
you can't have it both ways.
Passenger. Yeah, you can't have it both ways, Joe. Don't stop unless you have probable cause. That's number one.
A sanctuary cities, you know, Madison being.
Well, don't do that either. You can do it both ways, Joe.
But you know, Madison being a sanctuary city, they publicly said, "We catch you, we're going to release you." And guess what? And then you got Chief Koval.
Well, this Madison, and I did a story on it a long time ago. I had the chief and the sheriff both on.
Yep.
And the sheriff complained because they would grab a prisoner, they'd have the information, and ICE would say, hold him, we'll get to it, or hold on to the prisoner. Well, they wouldn't hold the corporation counsel, the lawyer for the county, said, we can't just hold this person without cause. So because ICE at the time would not do anything, the sheriff would just release the prisoner.
Sheriff.
Now, the other point is, we don't have unlimited space, Dave.
And they could not telling you the truth.
They could bring the inmates over to your house, I suppose. Do you have room in your living room?
Sheriff Dave's not telling you the truth. The fact that Sheriff Dave's blowing smoke up the people's ass in Madison, when they arrest
Well, do you want the people in Dane County to hold the prisoner indefinitely?
I want Sheriff Dave to ask, are you legal? Sheriff Dave.
But they do. Actually, he said on my show that when they found there was a criminal record on the illegal, they would notify ICE. ICE would say, hold them, and then they wouldn't do anything about it.
He doesn't ask. He taught the police not to ask. Are you legal?
Not on a traffic stop. That's what they didn't do. They wouldn't do it on a traffic stop.
Exactly.
But if they were, the sheriff said, if they were picked up on something more serious, they would do the check. And they would tell ICE, and ICE wouldn't do anything.
What's considered serious in a sanctuary? There's our problem. I mean, you got Sheriff Dave. You got the mayor.
Well, if you want to send Dad back after a speeding ticket when he's got three kids at home going to Madison schools, no. But it is our problem if you're going to break up families like that when the kids are 12 and 13 years old. That there is a consequence to that.
he'd rather pay extra all the millions and billions of dollars it costs to support them kids and the family as far as health care.
Well, actually, maybe Dad is working. Actually, if you want somebody to work on your roof or your yard,
that's okay then.
I would say that you'll probably get it done and cheaper by illegals than somebody else.
Yeah, and then guess what? You can't have it both ways. You can't.
Hey, who's working in the kitchen at your favorite restaurant, making sure your hamburger is $7.95 instead of $9.95?
But meanwhile, then the millions of dollars cost goes up on health care and all the food stamp programs. Yeah, so you can't have it both ways. You can't have a low hamburger.
So we send Dad back and leave the kids behind. Now they no longer have a breadwinner who's paying the bills. Now they all three kids will go on social services. They're born here. You can't send them back. You got to figure that out with the law, Dave.
You can't have it both ways, people. You can't bitch about it.
Yes, you can, because you can't send back a kid who was born in the U.S. You have to go look up that in law and call back.
Well, there's another problem.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks a lot, Dave, for the easy solutions. Now, my point about the illegal immigration issue, people, they've been coming here for 50 years, and we didn't do anything. I mean, Eisenhower had a brief crackdown in the 50s. Reagan did a little bit of an amnesty plan in the 80s, covering 3 million. We looked the other way. And now people have grown kids. Kids have been in the military. And now we want to send mom and dad or grandpa and grandpa back. After we did nothing for all those years because we enjoyed their cheap labor. We enjoyed the work on our lawns and our bushes and our roof. And we enjoyed the cheap hamburgers at the sports bar. And now we want to send it back. I want to send back the drug dealers and the gang members and the rapists. And I want to send back the people that killed Kate Steinle. And I want to send back and then somehow figure out a work visa program that people can then officially say, I'm here. Not citizenship, but work visa. You can work. And then you can get in line and try to be a citizen by getting in line. I mean, what else are we going to do? It's either that or mass deportation for the people working in the kitchen or people working on your yard, by the way, which is cheaper. The roofing job is cheaper, by the way. That's why they get hired. Nobody complains about that, you know. Well, it's undermining U.S. wages. Well, that's true. First of all, whatever. I'm saying, get rid of the hardened criminals, the violent criminals. Do work visas and reform the system. I don't like the fact that people who wait in line get screwed. I don't like that either. I think most people want to do something. But most people, I think, would vote to get the violent ones gone out first. And then the people who want to get rid of everybody, the 11 million plus, they're going to need some help. They need you to help. You've got to get your station wagon or your van ready to help, because there aren't enough cops, there aren't enough wagons, there aren't enough buses. We need your car, otherwise it won't work. Jordan Goodman coming back, not just on the tax reform plans, but on the economy itself, and whether Donald Trump, whose supporters are 96% in favor, whether that will go down if the economy doesn't do what Trump says in a year or 2 years. That coming up next on the Mitch Hank Show, MadisonTalks.com.
If you're a B2B business owner or manager who also sells, have you ever said, I wish I could be in more than one place at the same time? I need more me. As the owner, you're great at sales because nobody knows your product like you do. But administrative and operations work take too much of your time and take you away from bringing in more business. Now there is a revolutionary new solution. Discover it in a 3-minute video at needmoreme.com. Now you can be in more than one place at a time. Learn how at needmoreme.com. That's needmoreme.com.
If you operate a business, you know there is no one-size-fits-all solution for today's technology challenges. MadisonGeeks.com plans, services, and installs technologies for small and medium businesses like network systems, servers, firewalls, wireless access points, telecommunications, security, remote service options, and business productivity solutions. MadisonGeeks.com is your IT staff. They take time to sit down and discuss your needs and present cost-effective solutions. With a Better Business Bureau A-plus rating, they are your trusted IT outsource partner. Expect less downtime. Faster resolutions lead to more productivity. Fewer day-to-day issues. Their proactive maintenance helps prevent issues from occurring. MadisonGeeks.com also offers computer and laptop service and repair. Madison Geeks are there to help. They're known for their candid, friendly approach and reliable, ready response. Check them out online at MadisonGeeks.com.
The all-new Mitch Hank Show would like to thank our sponsors. We're grateful for their support of the all-new Mitch Hank Show.
Joe here from Comedy on State. Hey, looking for something different to do with your friends? You got friends in town, maybe you're celebrating something. Comedy on State is a thing that you want to think of. It should be at least the third thing that pops into your mind. MadisonComedy.com is where you can go to find a complete schedule. Any comics that you could think of, we've had.
For a list of upcoming Comedy Club performers or to purchase tickets, go to MadisonComedyClub.com and click shows. Performer bios are available by clicking on their pictures.
That's Comedy on State. MadisonComedy.com or 256-0099.
Hi, I'm Mitch. I like to go on long walks to the Arboretum on a Sunday holding hands. I like to talk about relationships. I'm a gourmet cook. I like poetry. I like to go rock climbing on the weekends with my non-drinking friends.
My name's Mitch Hank. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You're right on.
Need a comedian or MC for your private party or corporate event? Don't be shy. I can do it without telling any dirty jokes. In fact, when I'm not doing my Frank Sinatra tribute show, I've done stand-up at the comedy club and at private events for years. Whether it's a large convention or private gathering in your living room, I've done it. We all need to laugh more. The world can be even more stressful than it is. There's no business like show business, and I usually find those of you who have the best jokes about your coworkers at the company dinner. So feel free to contact me at 347-0374. That's 347-0374. Or email at info@madisontalks.com. That's info@madisontalks.com.
Welcome to the Mitch Hank Show, originating four blocks from Wisconsin's capital. Mitch is the radio voice of uncommon sense. All sides of an argument are welcome here. Just be prepared to make one, as Mitch argues for truth, not victory. Politics, lifestyle, pop culture are all on the table. So get ready to participate on the Mitch Hank Show.
All right, I've got the number here, actually. I was dealing with some other stuff, but I can hand this off to you if you want. Can't exactly shout it out over the air. Oh, Jordan, okay, ready. Very good. Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man, is on the line and fresh and wide-eyed out in New York State. Hello, Jordan.
Great to be with you again, Mitch.
Great to have you on.
Morning. The unveiling of the tax reform is a very historic thing that just happened this morning.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, out of the chute, they always say, invite the press up for lunch, never for breakfast. I mean, they are eager beavers.
That's true. And, well, they had an initial thing. They're going to have a more detailed one later in the day.
Well, I guess my big question
on... There were some things we expected, some things that were changed from the earlier tax proposal that came out. Treasury Secretary Mnuchin handled it this morning.
Well, how low did they go on the corporate rate? Because Paul Ryan...
15%.
They 15% did?
Is what
wow. Oh, because Paul Ryan said in December 15, Paul Ryan said 20% is revenue neutral, 15% is not. So Mnuchin doesn't agree with the speaker.
Well, I mean, the way you get it to revenue neutral is all in the economic assumptions. If you assume, and this is what the Trump administration is doing, if you assume that a 15% tax rate creates more economic growth, like 3.5% or something like that, then more economic growth produces more revenue to the government. Okay, so that's their argument. This is what's called dynamic scoring. Most of people in Washington do what's called static scoring, meaning you cut $100 billion in taxes and you lose $100 billion in taxes. They don't see the impact of that in creating economic growth on the other side. And so dynamic scoring allows you to be more aggressive, I guess you might say, and have shorter-term deficits in order to have longer-term economic growth.
Right, I know what you're saying. So what about the individual side? Because right now the top rate is...
There'd be three brackets, 33%, 28%, and 12%.
Wow.
Right now there's seven brackets. and that would come down to 3. And, I mean, that's significant. Now, most of that, they're talking about it being a middle-class tax cut. But no. The top rate today is 39.6. Bringing that down to 33 would save millions of dollars for rich people. There's just no question about it.
Yeah, which is politically the hardest sell, right? I mean, that's...
Well, but, I mean, they keep calling it a middle-class tax cut. I mean, some of the things they would do to offset that lower tax rate is to limit deductions in various ways. So, for example, the mortgage interest deduction, which is now, I think it's $1 million, it would be lowered, so you wouldn't get a full deduction for mortgage interest no matter how big your house was. That's one of the kind of things they would limit. That they're not for sure, but possibly limiting state tax deductions. When you pay state income tax, that's a huge deduction. And the high tax states, I think I'd count Wisconsin in that, and places like Illinois and California.
Yeah, our property taxes are higher than Illinois. Their state income tax and sales taxes are higher than ours, but our property tax is higher.
Well, they're not talking about changing the deductibility of property.
Yeah, right.
I think they're talking about changing the deductibility of state income tax.
Right, which of course only affects
Wisconsin,
but only affects people with money, Jordan. I mean, nobody cares about the state income tax unless you have money.
Sure.
And that's the bottom line.
So everybody in Wisconsin is rich. That's what they keep telling me, right?
Well,
loads of money.
I mean, it really got to go a long way for people to care about that. I mean, I think it's like 7.5% for the top bracket. I mean, but
well, it would affect a lot of people who pay a lot of state income tax, and the states would respond negatively to that if they took away the deduction, because it's a subsidy for the high tax states, New York, Pennsylvania, California, and so on, and that would be lowered to some extent. So, I mean, there's got to be some pain on the other side. It can't be all pleasure of just lowering tax rates.
Right. The mortgage interest, they tried to get rid of that in 86. Remember Bob Packwood, and that didn't make it.
Well, they lowered it. It used to be completely unlimited. They lowered it to $1 million. So it's not much of an impact, but they're lowering it. But whenever you bring that up, the realtors and the home builders, the entire real estate industry goes crazy.
So what would stay then? What deductions would stay?
Charitable deductions would stay. One of the things they're also talking about doing is raising the standard deduction dramatically.
All right. Well, that's progressive.
6,000, maybe that would go up to 12,000, something like that. So that would mean a lot of people. I mean, 70% maybe of the population would take the standard deduction and wouldn't get any deductions. I mean, wouldn't get any itemized deductions.
That would be a progressive element right there, right?
Correct. Correct. And I think that's a good thing. It would make it easier for people to pay their taxes. Now, on the margin, you could say that would hurt charities, for example. If you're not itemizing, it doesn't give you any tax break to give to charities. So, the charities would object to something like that. But raising the standard deduction a lot would definitely simplify the system. And lots of people would pay no tax. I mean, that's already true now.
Right, right.
But even more would pay no tax.
It's about half now, but it would be more than half probably. I mean,
correct, correct. And then the corporate tax is very important, too. Cutting that from 35, I think the opening gambit is 15%. But they're probably going to compromise at 20%, something like that. That would still be much lower than we are today to stimulate corporate. And then another big one, Mitch, is the repatriation of foreign money. There's about $2.5 trillion overseas right now, and they're talking about a 10% kind of one-time tax to bring money home from these foreign jurisdictions. That would stimulate the economy a lot to get that money circulating here instead of overseas. And there may be some way of doing that so it goes into infrastructure. That could fund a lot of the infrastructure programs we clearly need to some kind of a public-private partnership.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be a big one as far as stimulating the economy right there.
Well, I think if they did the standard deduction increase like you're suggesting, then it would be harder for critics to say that this is all for the rich. I mean, if you're benefiting.
A lot of people would benefit from that.
And also, what about the payroll tax? Are they talking about that?
Well, I mean, you're talking about Social Security there.
Right.
There was
talk about how they wanted to get rid of that. I mean, it was in the news.
That's not going to happen. No. I mean, they're keeping Social Security kind of out of this. And so the payroll tax and they're not going to affect that. Now, really, all of this would change your withholding, right? If you have a higher standard deduction, all these things we just talked about, lower tax rate, you may want to adjust your withholding to take home more money. Because if you if your rates went down and you kept the withholding the same, you it may end up with a huge refund, which is not a good thing. That means you're giving an interest-free loan to Uncle Sam, who doesn't even say thank you when you get your own money back a year later on, which
I know. And then people think they really made it big when they get a big refund. They don't realize they gave the government all this money for the whole year, right?
Well, this would make it even bigger.
Yes.
Right? So let's get there. Let's get this thing passed first. But if that were to happen, you'd want to change your withholding. Probably take home more money. Increase the exemptions.
Yeah. Well, it sounds kind of exciting. But if the speaker box on this saying it's not revenue neutral, then we got problems from the parliamentary
standpoint.
Well,
I don't think it is revenue neutral. Not in the short term. I mean, if it works in the long term, it could be revenue positive.
That's
if
true.
It doesn't work.
Well, it really is a Paul Ryan's alley, and the man cut his teeth under Jack Kemp. I mean, it's the kind of stuff that Jack Kemp would have loved, right? I mean, no question about it.
Supply side economics.
Yeah.
That's the idea. And you know, this has been done before, Mitch.
I know. Reagan, JFK.
Bush.
Well, it was passed under LBJ, but yeah.
Bush, and when he cut rates in 2003.
Yeah, and 2001 deferred till one and three deferred till fiscal 04. But yeah, you're right. Hey, we'll come back.
Big tax cut, yeah.
The economy itself, and whether Trump, whose supporters are with him 96%, even though the country at 42%, 44 tops, his own supporters still love him. Will that be the case in 2 years? We'll come back. Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man, The Mitch Hanks Show on MadisonTalks.com. AM Marketing is a Wisconsin-based ad agency that doesn't look or act like other ad agencies. They don't follow conventional thinking and constantly push themselves and their clients to test the bounds of how far they can go. The result is relationships that have lasted more than 10 years. Clients refer to 6AM and their work as fresh, insightful, strategic, edgy, and creative. 6AM shows customers why your products and services are better than the competition. 6AM's brand smart process helps you establish your brand in the market for years to come. With a client's marketing team by its side, 6AM digs for the business problem the client is trying to solve and the business goals and objectives they hope to achieve, examining the market, competitors, the brand's consumers, and messaging to define a brand proposition that is both compelling and unique to the market. 6AM Marketing. They do it differently, and they do it well. Go to 6ammarketing.com. That's www.6ammarketing.com.
Two Bridges was one of the toughest neighborhoods in New York, especially in the Al Smith projects. It was a no man's land with no rules. On Christmas Eve 1951, Mac Pastamadeo vanished without a trace while walking home with his little boy Angelo. Now 13, Angelo is a gang member and the only witness to the brutal murder of an undercover cop who holds a clue to Mac's disappearance 6 years ago. Stalked by killers, Angelo becomes part of an unlikely alliance of a priest, a mob boss, and a police detective in order to uncover the truth behind the murder and Mac's disappearance. Weepers by Nick Chiarkis.
This is the all-new Mitch Hanks Show.
When it comes to telephone on-hold advertising, some commonly asked questions are, why do we need an on-hold message? How do we write a script? How long should the message be? How does the message get played? How much does it cost? I'm Bob of Abella Creative Services, and a telephone on-hold message speaks directly to your target audience while they're on hold with your company. Continuously advertises only your business without the clutter of competitive ads and for just a fraction of conventional advertising costs. At Bob Abella Creative Services, we'll help you draft a well-written script, provide the appropriate announcer, music, or sound effects, and the studio time and expertise to put it all together. We'll also provide you with any special equipment you might need to play your on-hold message. Even though we probably have more experience than most other on-hold message companies, we'll cost you less. Let Bababella Creative Services stretch your advertising dollar with an on-hold message that provides your customers with real, actionable solutions to their problems. Bababella Creative Services gets results. Just send us an email at bacsgetsresults@gmail.com. That's bacsgetsresults@gmail.com. In real estate, you want to work with Tim Rail.
Working with Tim was a breath of fresh air. He was very professional. He did his homework. He priced the house where it needed to be priced to sell.
Let's get ink on paper today with Realtor Tim Rail of Coldwell Banker's Success, 698-7653.
Tim is very fun to work with. He's got a great sense of humor and seemed very upbeat and positive every time I spoke to him.
Tim Rail, 698-7653.
Welcome back to the Mitch Hanks Show. Mitch seeks the truth by inviting all sides of the issue. Thanks for listening to the Mitch Hanks Show.
Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man, is our guest. Number to call, 210-1667, 210-1667, area code 608. Now, Trump has great support among his voters, Jordan, and that will be good. I guess, I mean, the proof has to be in the pudding, does it not, in like 2 years? I mean, he's down with independents. He's down a little bit with the, because the Country Club Republicans, and of course, he's hated solely by Hillary and Democrats, but I mean,
right. How?
I mean, what are the chances that the economy will be rolling at 3-4% growth a year from now and beyond?
Pretty high. If we get that tax cut done this year and people can start planning on it, I think it would give an immediate boost. I mean, the stock market has been soaring on the expectation of this, and the stock market's like a predictor, at least an indicator of where the economy is going, like 6 to 9 months out. So with the stock market up so sharply,
mm-hmm.
That's telling you that if this in fact happens, we'll get it. And we're already, I mean, we're doing this on top of an already growing economy. It's not growing that fast, maybe 1.5%, 2%. But, you know, we have positive earnings in many cases. And, you know, this would be like a nitro boost on an existing economy.
No.
I mean, what a difference between now and, say, 1980, when President Reagan came in. I mean, the economy was a shambles then. Inflation was very high. Interest rates were very high.
Right.
We're in a recession. So, you know, he was coming out of a very weak place, and when they cut taxes, the economy ended up booming in the 1980s, created 19 million new jobs in the 1980s.
Yeah.
So here you're adding fuel to an already growing economy. We've got unemployment at 4.5%. You know, so you're boosting an already growing economy. Trump, during the election, talked about how horrible the economy is. So it's not horrible, but give it a boost.
Now, you're talking about the lowering the lowest rate on people and income to 12% and also the standard deduction being increased, that'd be progressive.
Right.
Now, when it comes to health care, there's a big concern about 10 million people on Medicaid who would lose their insurance. But if they now they're talking about having these massive at-risk pools, spending hundreds of millions of dollars. It's sort of like Planned Parenthood when Paul Ryan says, well, we can have federal health centers that do exactly the same thing. Well, that sounds good, but, you know, talk to my daughter's friends or they're all afraid that, you know, they can't get certain things for basic stuff.
And
the people at these meetings are afraid they're going to lose their insurance. You've seen these hearings.
Well, they're right.
So,
I mean, the policy, the plan, and the plan that's still going through to repeal Obamacare, it means a lot of people are going to lose their insurance. I mean, the plan that failed in March, they were talking about 24 million people losing their insurance. So we'll have to see what happens. But yes, a lot of people will lose their insurance for various reasons. The insurance companies may pull out. The premiums may rise so high to make it unaffordable. Medicaid would not be expanded in various states. There's lots of reasons why people
right.
lose
well,
health insurance.
The people that are enjoying, I guess, at these town hall meetings, you always hear the one woman who says, my husband's had 5 surgeries, and we paid $29 a month. I mean, that's the person we always see on camera. So
right.
That person doesn't want to lose that deal. Obviously, they don't.
Right.
So you can
but
set.
The average person, they have to be able to afford it. And we've seen premiums going up a lot. The average this year was 25%.
But you know, some of them much, much higher than that. Arizona was 116%. Yeah. So when that happens, people drop it. They can't afford it. And the penalty is a lot less than paying the premium. And it looks like President Trump is not going to enforce the penalty anyway.
Right. So, although
people will have insurance.
Yeah, that's right. But they want to impose a big one by the insurance company once you sign up. If you haven't had it in the last year, they want to hit you with a 30% surcharge. So instead of paying
the
government.
Have a gap. Yeah. If you have a gap, if you drop your insurance and then you come back, I guess it's after 60 days or something, yes, they would hit you with a big 30%.
So
they
not,
want people to stay insured.
Right.
And financially, it's kind of stupid to drop your insurance because you're at tremendous financial
Well,
risk
if you get laid like off by a big corporation and you're trying to, right. like, start again as a sole proprietor, there may be a while before you can afford insurance because you got to pay your employees, you got to pay the payroll tax, whatever. And then you finally make some money where you can buy insurance, you got to pay a 30% surcharge. That's what's going on there.
That's right. So a lot of things go on at the same time here, Mitch, but... The basic idea on the taxes is if you get incentives for people, by they earn more after tax by lowering rates, you get more economic activity. And this has happened four times. This happened under Reagan.
Right.
This happened when Jack Kennedy cut rates dramatically in 1962. This happened in 1997 when Clinton cut the capital gains rates from 28 to 20. At the time, that was with Jack
massive,
Kemp.
Massive,
and in 2003.
Wasn't it?
When Bush cut rates. So each time the economy did much, much better, and the revenues to the government were dramatically higher. So this would be even bigger than that.
You know what's funny about that? Because Democrats will never say there's a cause and effect on that. They never admit there's a cause and effect, but they do believe there's a cause and effect on higher rates. Well, where do you get that? I mean, there's no evidence of that.
We have raised rates. We raised rates in 1994, and that slowed the economy in the short term. We raised rates under Obama. Remember the 2013, the fiscal cliff tax raise, right?
Yeah,
and we got 1% economic growth. I mean, and this is true around the world. When you lower rates, you get more economic growth.
Well, yeah, because my point is there is no cause and effect. You just pointed to a cause and effect. You had four examples of cause and effect. But
right.
Your progressive critics will believe in a cause and effect the other way, but they have no evidence.
Exactly. I agree with you.
I mean,
that's not the direction things are going. Trump won the election. The Republicans control the House and Senate. And this is the main issue on which the stock market has risen, on which all these expectations are that we're going to get a tax cut of some kind on the individual. Now, if it gets too hard to get anything done, they'll just do the corporate side. If the individual side gets too complicated, they'll just do the corporate tax cut and the repatriation we talked about.
You think they'll
have... We'll have to see. I mean, that. They really want to get this done by the end of the year. Mnuchin says by the end of the year. Earlier he talked about getting it done by the August recess. That's clearly not going to happen.
I see.
But this is going to be the major issue we're going to be dealing with the next few months here.
And the corporate side is more important. I'm kind of curious because they think that's what's going to get the economy back, right? I mean, that's...
Right. Well, Bob, on the individual side, too. When you cut individual tax rates and you give people more money...
Yeah.
To spend, they're going to spend it. They're either going to spend it or invest it.
My friend who owns a factory in Indianapolis, he's making well into seven figures, concrete and supply type thing. He said, I need people to buy stuff. I need customers. That's what makes me money, when customers buy stuff. He goes, you can cut my taxes until you turn blue in the face, but if nobody buys my product, I don't make any money.
So by putting money in people's pockets, by cutting individual rates, that gives them the money to buy stuff.
Right, which he would like, but I guess he always laughs at the only talking about cutting the rates for the manufacturer, the producer, the rich. He goes, that's not what I need. I need people to buy my stuff. So, yeah, I mean, it goes both ways.
That's a demand side, right? That's
right, right.
Increasing demand by putting money in people's pockets. What Trump's talking about doing is a combination of demand side and supply side.
Right. No, I understand. But usually it's only one or the other when we get these debates. But
this is a grand experiment, Mitch. We've never done anything this big. We've done things like this. But we've never cut corporate taxes and individual taxes this amount in this short period of time. At a time when the economy is already growing. Not a lot, but it's growing. So it's not to try to get us out of a recession or something. So this is a grand experiment. And either it'll work... And Trump will be the greatest, most brilliant person ever, and he'll be reelected with a landslide, or it'll be a complete and total disaster.
Those are pretty much the choices, aren't they, George? I mean, it's either landslide or disaster.
It's a binary choice. It's one or the other.
Yeah. President Bernie Sanders or President Sherrod Brown. And
there you go.
And you'll have to take all your money and put it in the Caymans. You know, just come like back that. To New York for the summer for a few weeks. That's it. You can have a little bungalow in Hyde Park. Anyway.
By the way, I'm always glad to get emails from listeners. I get them all the time. MoneyAnswers.com is my website. And I love to help you listeners on not only the taxes, but credit cards and investing and student loans.
Student loans, yeah. MoneyAnswers.com. MoneyAnswers.com. Jordan Goodman, you're a great guest. We appreciate it very much.
All right,
take care. Thank you. Bye-bye. And Roger Stone coming up. I'll tell you about that. Yes, friend of Trump in the news, Roger Stone, coming up on The Mitch Hanks Show on MadisonTalks.com.
MadisonTalks.com is the home of Madison's most creative talk radio. If you have a serious gift of gab, you have stories to share, political, social, or religious positions to express, contact Madison Talks to have your own 60-minute weekly podcast recorded and posted for the world to hear. Have a new book to promote? Madison Talks is the ideal place to promote it. Fly solo or line up guests for your weekly live talk session. When your 60-minute program is finished live streaming, it'll be posted as a podcast to MadisonTalks.com for listening 24/7. Take your message to the world with MadisonTalks.com. Call 608-210-1667 or visit MadisonTalks.com. That's 608-210-1667 or visit MadisonTalks.com. MadisonTalks.com, looking for your creative commentary.
Talk radio will never be the same. The uncommon sense of Mitch Hank has been unleashed worldwide. This is the all-new Mitch Hank Show. For nearly two decades, Troy Research has been measuring attitudes and opinions for our clients worldwide. Success is determined by your customers. What do they know that you don't? Ask them. For Sony Motion Pictures, the Green Bay Packers, the Wisconsin Historical Society, Troy Research has asked questions that made decision makers wiser and more successful. Where can good research take your business? Call or email to talk about it. Troy Research, 271-8884. Or email jlittle@troyresearch.com. You're listening to The Mitch Hanks Show. Once again, here's the voice of uncommon sense, Mitch Hanks.
I was talking to Jordan, too, about student loan debt refinancing. Go to credible.com. That's credible, credible.com/moneyanswers. And they've got eight lenders who can redo your college loan. I was telling Mike Brockenfeld about this. As people now pay off their college loans till they're 65. You've read that, right?
I'm ready to refinance.
Some people do it till they're 65 years old. They're still paying them. Isn't that disturbing?
Yes, it is.
Well, I mean, if you get 100 grand or 200 grand or whatever it is,
easy to do.
You can't file bankruptcy in your student loans, right? Yep. I mean, you can on your credit cards. You can on other stuff, medical bills, but not on student loans. Yeah, the government always gets its money, right? I mean, it's sort of like members of Congress are immune from lawsuits, and they always get their pension. I mean, that's a good gig. You get a government job. I mean, I should run. I could run, and I would say, I'm just doing this for my own financial improvement. Why are you running? Well, because I need some money. I might have to tell a few jokes. I mean, you know, I could run against Mark Pocan. Mark, I really can't argue with you with the issues, but I will say it'll make me a little richer if I go. And I'll buy more drinks. I'll buy lunches. I'll buy drinks.
Buy you a drink.
Buy you a drink. I'll buy you around. That'd be my platform. Elect me, and I'll buy you all around. At least one day. We'll figure out a day, and I'll buy a round. But rounds for everybody.
My work.
Roger Stone, who is a friend of Trump, Trump advisor, may testify in the Russian allegations of collusion, as I choke myself up. We'll come up next on The Mitch Hanks Show on MadisonTalks.com.